I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to episode 3 of Dinosaur Park, the tabletop RPG, in which our two intrepid heroes experience car troubles and steel themselves against the cold. Previously on Dinosaur Park.
I try and light a cigarette off the burning mansion.
The mansion is nothing but ash and smoke. Is there anything you'd need?
Subway.
Anything that you'd like?
Just some good ribeye steaks. You do know they're my favorite.
I can do that. I was thinking if you guys wanted weapons or anything.
Oh.
Also a gun.
Yeah, weapons would be just the best. Mr. Jumanji, I'm like, so in your experience, what should we have?
Dynamite. Couple sticks. Throw him at the dinosaur.
How much codeine would it take to kill Vince Vaughn?
All right, open her up. And the door with a begins to open. A small Argentinian child pokes his head out of the truck bed. Hello, he says. These will be your health.
Sorry, what?
Over the course of this game, you have 10 Argentinian children. When all of them are gone, you die. The floor is sort of slippery to drive on. The walls are starting to perspirate. It's looking sort of frozen where you are now. And there's this saber-tooth pacing back and forth.
Everyone strap in.
You're like, hope, as the other jeep slams into the bed of yours. The Argentinian flying into the debris in front of you.
No! I wanted them to crash into the cave and not us.
It's not a huge tunnel.
Damn it, Vince Vaughn.
You all go, get slammed into the front of the like the console and that. Lose one Argentinian child.
Oh, which one?
Roll a d10. Yeah, and good. Find out.
5. So long,
Franco.
Rest in peace, Franco.
James.
You did as well. James Franco. The body of an Argentinian child is slammed against the wall in front of you.
I like cradle it and look at Vince Vaughn. This is your fault, Vince Vaughn. This is your fault.
Who was driving the other jeep?
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn's shovel face looks at you with an almost animal-like incomprehension.
You son of a bitch.
I cover the remaining 9 Argentinian children with the blanket. I'm like, don't look.
Just you son of a bitch, Vince. If we were to give like Vince Vaughn a pill every time he fucks up, could that be like, you know, basically like a reverse Argentinian children's scheme of being like, you know, we have a chance to give him, say, X many pills over the course of the adventure.
Yeah.
And every time he fucks up, we force him to have one.
All right, so giving Vince Vaughn a pill will act as
his Argentinian children kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm happy with that.
The only thing is, if we're giving him codeine, so if we give him one, he'll be numb for a bit. And I want him to feel pain.
No, this is why I think mechanics-wise, I'm happy for that to be the case.
How many pills do we need to give him?
17. I'm not making this easy for you.
I'm like, Vince Vaughn, give me a pill. Vince Vaughn, open your mouth.
You have to hold his nose.
No. He's animalistic. We treat it like it's a reward.
I'm too far gone, though. I'm too angry.
Use your Subway.
I will use my Subway. I want him to eat fresh.
Yeah, no, you come over, you're like, Vince Vaughn's like, wah. You hold it out in your hand as though it was bird seed, and he kind of swallows the pill. Instantly, he kind of looks a bit panicked because he's gone all numb, but he's not freaking out just yet. Okay. He just looks like if you kicked a dog and the dog's like, why did this occur? I don't really know what the sitch is. That's Vince Vaughn right now.
It's one. Perfect.
It's one.
You look around the tunnel where the debris has fallen, and you can see that up above you, there is a small opening. It looks like kind of a hatch to the outside world. And there's a ladder coming down. But the ladder has been broken or destroyed in the cave-in. And it's impossible for you down here to reach the ladder out.
Okay. There's a cave-in.
There's a cave-in
yep.
at like one end of the tunnel. And just next to that, there is the remains of a ladder out of the tunnel.
Okay.
It's also freezing cold down here.
Right, so we've got
in front of you. You can see it in front of your face.
How far is the ladder from the ground?
It's about 2 joules. Mm-hmm. If we're using joules as measuring, which yeah, I okay. am.
How many joules tall is George Costanza?
Guy who looks like George Costanza, but isn't George Costanza?
Yeah.
He's about maybe 3/4 of a joule.
Mm-hmm. And how many joules is a Vince Vaughn?
That's cool. One and a bit.
Yeah.
So they this measuring system is a mess.
If they stood on each other's shoulders, would you get 2 joules?
Yes, pretty much.
Perfect.
I think we fixed your riddle.
I use my Lindsay Lohan from Herbie the Love Bug to try and charm these people into letting us climb them.
All right.
And said, we'll pick you up when we get to the up the top. I lie.
You go over to Vince Vaughn and guy looks at George Costanza, but isn't George Costanza. And you're like, hey, hop on each other's shoulders. We'll climb up and then we'll pull you up. But guy looks like George Costanza, but isn't George Costanza, stares at you with like a blank face. And Vince Vaughn shovel-facedly kind of ignores you and just goes, wah, wah. You didn't get high enough. What about you, Zaman?
I try and Winston Churchill we need to get up here and we need George Costanza, who doesn't Easy. Look like George Costanza.
You get on the back of like one of the Jeeps and you're like, ladies and gentlemen, if we stay in here, we freeze to death. Not everybody wants that. Get on each other's shoulders. We climb up, pull you up. Vince Vaughn gives you a wah, and guy looks like George Costanza, but who isn't George Costanza? Just nods.
I'm chomping on a cigar at this moment as well.
He's literally never spoken. Guy looks like George Costanza, but who isn't George Costanza? That's weird. Maybe he's mute. I don't know. Anyway, Vince Vaughn stands there, and guy looks like George Costanza, but isn't George Costanza. Tries to climb him. Let's see how that goes. No. Vince Vaughn's slimy, slippery body. It's too difficult for a guy who looks like George Costanza, but who isn't George Costanza, to mount. You guys might want to help him out.
Vice versa. Can Vince Vaughn stand on a guy who looks like George Costanza, but isn't George Costanza's shoulders?
Good solution.
I'm not touching either of these fucks.
Oh, I should probably say that the hatch is open, but you can't really see much out of above there. It just looks like kind of white.
Yeah. We know that hell awaits us outside. It's fine.
Just letting you know.
We just don't want to freeze to death. I just don't want the children to freeze to death.
You're happy to die. You just don't want the kids to die. Yes.
It works.
It works. The guy looks like George Costanza, but isn't George Costanza. Sort of sets himself solidly against the
wall. Digs his heels in.
And Vince Vaughn clambers over him like an octopus, touching everything, and gets on top and grabs his fingers into the hatch above. They've made a makeshift ladder of sorts.
All right,
we help the Argentinian
I go first.
One of us needs to go first.
Go first.
Okay.
I go first.
What are you using?
What do you mean?
Well, which stat?
Oh.
Rocky Balboa?
I'm Rocky Balboa climbing, like, athleticism stat.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. Ah, wow, a breeze. 2 sixes. Whatever, you're up there.
Yep.
All right, so you...
I hum Eye of the Tiger to myself.
You're getting chipper. That's nice. You approach the ladder made of George Costanza, but not, and Vince Vaughn, and using the various nooks and crannies present on their body...
Use a Dennis Nedry little subtle skill just to pop a codeine in Vince Vaughn's mouth? Just to subtly sneak one
Let's
in there?
Let's see. I'm going to say that. All right. Yes. I was like, I'll make that a 10. That should be 12. All right. You didn't even realize. You're like popping your... You're climbing your way through the grate to... the outside world as Vince Vaughn gets numb. Oh, wait.
15 to go.
Hang on. Yes. Do you want a numb Vince Vaughn?
Oh, no, you might have fucked me here.
Vince Vaughn, like, starts wavering on his feet and collapses to his knees.
Also, on top of George Costanza?
Yeah, like, they're a pile now. I forgot he was on top. Yes. He certainly falls anyway. Oh, he probably damages himself. Yeah, he's not in a good way.
Oh, it's okay. I approach Vince Vaughn with 2 codeine in my hand. I'm like, Vince, I know we've had our tough times in the past, but you look hurt, man. Here, you should just take two of these. It'll make you feel better.
Okay. He takes them.
That's good in the space of like only like 4 minutes.
You have managed to drug the hell out of Bobbins. Can you imagine what that much in that time would probably do to a human? He's not having a good time.
Ah, two codeine's fine, but
four, isn't it four like over the course
four,
of
you're like, ooh, no, two, you can take two generally. Like,
okay. Well, if 17's gonna kill him, at four he's probably fine.
Yeah, true. He must have quite a tolerance.
Imagining. Yeah, the tolerance built up with Jackson Bailey in the match.
Die. Goddamn die, Vince. Get out of my goddamn house. And I just lock the door and put a chair up against it and be like, he'll starve to death. And I go down to the kitchen and there he is. And I'm like, how?
I don't even...
This is hardly fair. Yeah, good.
So what, did I make
you,
it...
You pull yourself out of the hatch and you look around. You are in a large frozen expanse. You can see off to the west of you, tall, powerful, overgrown tiger, you're like T-A-I-G-A, style forests. Mm-hmm. You can hear in the distance a kind of trumpeting. And if you look up, you can see that you're in a kind of enclosed area. And there is the remains of what was once a walkway with... Mm-hmm. A kind of barrier to stop people falling over in heavy disrepair around this enclosure. Let's see. You remember this. This is Ice World.
Huh. Mm-hmm. This is Ice World. So I know. So to the west of me, I know there's mammoths, clearly. That's good. So do I just like from my surroundings, do I kind of can bearings where I am? What's north, what's east, and what's south?
Okay, well, to your west, you can see...
So that was the west was the tiger.
Tiger, yep. To your south, it just kind of looks like more ice and it just hits a wall. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like the end of the enclosure on that side. You can see what looks like kind of dense, kind of smaller forest north of you. And south of you is, again, just another wall. You've kind of popped up in a corner.
All right, so east is another wall.
Yeah, sorry.
So we have north, south, west, another south.
Good. Double south. That's how we built them. No, I specifically said there are two sounds. Right. Mr. Bailey, we literally can't work to your specifications.
All right, so we have a forest and we have mammoths. All right, cool.
Joel, down below there is a crumpled Vince Vaughn, numb, drooling on the ice. You can see his drool is starting to freeze as it touches the ground.
Perfect. I leave him there. Where does the cave-in lead? If that tunnel was...
You don't know.
Is
you didn't get any information from Jackson.
How big are the rocks?
Very, very large. It looks like kind of the rocks above have kind of fallen in. You could spend a while trying to move them with your car.
Yeah, no. Yeah, how much explosives would that take?
It's probably doable. Do you know how to set explosives and not get damaged?
I've got a six-pack of grenades. I know how to set those without getting damaged.
That's true. That's a Rambo skill.
Uh-huh. Mm. Also, dynamite would be a Rambo skill as well, mate.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, all right. You want to try and blow up the wall? Bearing in mind that Joel's Amit is now trapped. Which is pretty funny.
Not trapped, just up.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. We'll just be very set.
It's up to you.
Can I contact Jackson?
No, not yet. Don't worry, there will be an opportunity, but currently...
I crawl my way back down and like...
Stick your head in the hole.
Yeah. Do you need a hand up?
Yes.
We could always leave our Argentinian children. No, they're going to freeze to death. Damn it.
I'll hand... Like, we'll just pass the Argentinian children up, because they're easy to lift.
Yeah. I'm assuming you're using your strength We're using our Rambo and Balboa strength.
Our Stallone stats. Okay. Our SS's.
Yep, your SS's Stallone stats. Oh, wow. Wow.
You just throw them up.
Just two at a time,
so,
mate.
So, Zamet.
Oh, no.
Dusha, you fling them up like with such ease, like they are into, like it is a clear shot into Joel Zammett's hands. Zammett, your hands are slippery with ice. One of the Argentinian children lands in your hands and then just slips out like a football.
Oh, no.
You gotta catch it. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It slams into the ground. Dead. Remove. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Was your favorite?
Frederick! Yeah. You dropped Frederick!
You killed a child.
How does Rocky Balboa drop a kid?
I'm so sorry. Can we try again?
That's not... Let's yep. be more gentle. More gentle.
Okay, you managed to hurl him up. Let's see if you catch him. No, you do. You managed to grab this one in your hands like I'm not letting another Argentinian boy die today. And you hurl him up. I'm going to say that's the case for the rest of the Argentinian children.
I might make it. Joel, let's not hurl them. Pass them. Pass them gently.
Midway through, about to hurl a third one. I'm like, oh, good idea.
Cool. Step closer. There you go.
You gently pass the Argentinian children through the hatch. The 8 Argentinian children you have left.
I'm still down the bottom, though. Mm-hmm.
You're down the bottom with Mickey, Vince Vaughn, and the guy looks like George Costanza, but who isn't George Costanza?
Right, oh, wait, Mickey. I forgot about Mickey.
Yeah. I always forgot about Mickey.
He's Mickey.
Big. He could probably put you up there. Really. Yeah,
I ask Mickey to lift me.
All right, Mickey will lift you.
Yeah, Mickey lifts. I'll try and like hook onto the ladder with my legs and try and hurl you up.
Yep.
Mickey grabs you around the waist and just with like, you can see he's straining, but he manages to get you up there. You grab hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if you can pull him in, though. Yeah. Ah, easy.
You can pull me in, but you can't fucking catch a child.
My hand's slippery.
You are similarly raised up into the ice world, and you can see the tiger. You can hear the trumpeting of elephants, and you can see a kind of low underbrush as well. Mickey is like, all right, I'm going to go pull Vince Vaughn now if you want to grab him when I put him up there.
I reach down with one hand.
Mm-hmm.
Fill my other hand with codeine, and I'm like, yeah, hoist him up.
Mickey hoists him with ease. Now let's see, what are you using to put the codeine in him?
Subway. Eat fresh, mate.
Classic. Yeah. You managed to slip one in.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One, all right.
Yeah. As he comes up, you pull him up and you're like, whoop, in it goes. It's one. Where? You put him back onto the ice. Mickey pushes George Costanza up. Yeah, he gets up there with relative ease. You're just grabbing him. Pull him up.
Of course.
Love that guy. He's your favorite.
Speaking after of Frederick.
Yeah, like, do I get another favorite?
Oh, yeah, let's go.
No.
Replace your favorite with 8. Who is it? Let's see. Who's the new boy in town?
Ariel.
Ariel, new no, girl sorry, in Ariel. Town.
Valentina.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Mickey manages to pull himself up as well. You're standing on the outside of the hatch, your jeep down below, and I'm assuming you brought your gear as well. Mm-hmm. In the middle of the tiger. You can hear trumpeting from the west.
Mm-hmm.
North of you, you can see kind of underbrush, and then there's just walls to the side of you.
All right, I would just take this time to announce to guy that looks like George Costanza, but isn't George Costanza,
mm-hmm.
Mickey, not Vince Vaughn, he's too drug fucked. and to also Joel. All right. Regardless of what Jackson has told us, shoot everything that moves.
Just has
I draw my AK-47.
Has Jackson said... Okay. What has Jackson told everybody?
Vince Vaughn turns to you and goes, "Wah." Judge Costanza shrugs. And Mickey says, "Well, I've been instructed to protect the two of you until we get to the research center. That's all my job is, okay? I don't really know what Jackson needs from there, but there are people there, there are good people there, and I don't want him to get hurt. So I'm going to protect the two of you until we arrive at the research center."
All right, I'll make another announcement then. All right, everyone, I've spoken to Mickey. Keep your guns drawn, but don't be too itchy on the trigger. Look, there is going to be a lot of animals around, but they're not that quick. As we saw from that saber-toothed tiger, everyone's pretty sick. The park is poorly run. Jackson's a fuck. So get your guns ready, but don't be itchy trigger finger. We don't want any children being hurt. Reminder, there is children around.
The Argentinian children line up behind one of you like little ducklings.
Perfect. 4 and 4.
Yeah, 4 and 4. There you go.
Can I pick a favorite child now too? Because I tried to ignore them, but now...
You just couldn't.
I couldn't. I've taken a shiny to number He's 9. Dead.
No, Ariel.
Oh, Ariel. There you go. Taking a shine to Ariel. She's a good lass. Good head on her shoulders. Mm.
Valentina and Ariel, our two golden girls.
Ariel has a beautiful singing voice.
That's nice.
Valentina drew you a picture.
That's good. What was the picture of?
It was a picture of you guys in the Jeep. Saying, "My best day ever." That's pretty rough, because she had a life in a village beforehand. It's not a best day at all. Both of you here, when you finish your speech, the sound of an elephant or a mammoth in trouble. A powerful panicked kind of echoes throughout the forest. You can also hear a poof, 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 poof of feet coming your way. Or of mammoths coming your way. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a stampede's on its way.
I say, everyone, like, let's get to some clear. Let's try and avoid this trampledness.
Okay, how are you going to avoid it?
My Dennis Nedry coward skills of
running.
Okay, so running.
Run in the other direction?
Like, not in the other direction, but like...
Away?
Adjacent.
So you've basically got two walls beyond.
You've seen Prometheus, right?
Yes.
You know how there's this big donut falling towards Charlie's Theron? Mm-hmm. And rather than go left or right, she just goes straight.
Yeah.
I want to go left or right.
Wise.
Yeah.
Yourself?
So you'll, if you remember back to my stat sheet.
Mm-hmm. Stats. My stats. All important stats.
My very important stats. There's a little tale that I would like to remind everyone of.
Okay.
I won gold in the 1986 Winter Olympics.
That's true, you did.
That's true.
And this is Ice World.
Yeah.
Hey, you know.
I'm fucking speedy on ice.
Are you going to skeleton your way down? Like down a slope like a penguin?
I sure bloody am. I'm like, I lie down. I said I was wearing shorts before. I'm also wearing a hoodie. Hey, that's similar.
That's a look. Yeah. I've seen you in that.
I was wearing it today. There that's a bit of meta game for you. So I chuck my hood on. It's not metagame at all.
Not at all. No, but good try.
Real life, though.
Yeah, yep. Sure is.
How does D&D work?
almost cosplaying, I guess, if you had to categorize
I'm cosplaying
it.
As myself, the dream.
Everybody's cosplaying as their character.
All right, so I'm wearing maroon shorts, a black t-shirt, and a gray hoodie. And I flick the gray hoodie hood up.
Uh-huh.
I lie down on my back. I'm like, children climb on. They sit on me. And I skeleton away.
Yes.
Are you hopping on as well?
No, I'm
he ran the other way.
I'm going to grab
my... He used his coward skills.
Yeah, I used my coward skills and grab my four children and run.
All right, well, let's see how you
my
do.
Four kids.
Yeah.
Classic.
Spin off to my three dads.
Jaldush, you are like a penguin. You are like a knife through butter. You hop on your back, the children climb on you, and you just whoop, kick off, and it's graceful. It's beautiful to behold. You slide down the hill and towards the underbrush, because it's the only direction you go. Zammit, you... Yeah, you manage to make it away as well. You slip a little bit on the ice, but you follow them afterward. You kind of slide, almost skate down like the gentle incline toward the underbrush. The others follow you as well, and you're all kind of hunkering down. You... I'm assuming roll onto your front so the children aren't on your stomach anymore? Stomach? Yes.
Yeah,
stomach. Good. You see a mammoth, a baby mammoth, run out of the tiger, pursued by three not very healthy looking saber-toothed tigers. They are attacking the baby mammoth. The baby mammoth is screaming in pain. One will leap up, scratch at a haunch, and then leap away. Another will leap up, scratch at the back, and then leap away.
I draw my AK-47 to shoot all four animals. Using my Rambo skills.
Okay. I was like, let's save this baby elephant. Never mind.
You draw your AK-47, and without even, like, it happens. They run out without even, like, thinking about it. You're just like, ra-da-da-da-da, and you just destroy two of the saber-toothed tigers and the mammoth. With a, like, gargantuan loud, it lands on the snow and ice. Two of the peppered with bullets, two of the saber-toothed tigers also die. The last one panics, turns and sees where the gunfire is coming from, and, like, doesn't move, doesn't run away, but just kind of stands there staring at the three of you.
All right.
Eight of you, whatever.
I know that I just used my turn, so I guess I... How's this? I don't even know.
Yeah, no, we'll jump onto Zama.
I grab out my mace.
Okay. No, wait.
And
cause
charge.
Wait, no.
Joel Zammett, you leap head first toward the saber-toothed tiger, bringing your mace high in the air and then just slam it down on its brain.
Using my tennis and entry mace skills.
You don't really have any skills that would be useful here. I'm going to say Rocky Balboa. You bring the mace down and just miss the head of the saber-toothed tiger. Your mace connects with the ice on the ground and you're, like, eyeball to eyeball with the saber-tooth. It's its turn.
Oh, no.
It opens its mouth and just slips your head inside. It's just like, ah? It has yet to bite down. Yeah. If you shoot now, you'll just shoot salmon.
Oh, no. Rambo.
You can shoot it in the legs. You can shoot it in the legs.
Machete, though.
Yeah, throw my machete.
Throw your machete.
Charge.
No, wait. Hang on. I'm going to try something a little bit unconventional.
All right.
I use my Lindsay Lohan from Herbie the Love Bug skill.
Okay.
She can talk to a car.
Yep.
It's a bug. Saber-toothed tigers are animals. Bugs are animals. I try and convince the saber-toothed tiger to not bite.
So, a little peek behind the curtain. Basically, I have to get all up on the dice a certain number, right? And some things are more difficult than others, okay? So, to do a really simple thing, all you need to get is five, okay? So, a lot of you have three dice or four dice, so you're gonna get five no matter what, okay? For this, Joel Dusha needs to get 20. So, if it lands as five on every dice, Joel Dusha is talking to a saber-toothed tiger.
Fingers crossed.
That's hard. Huh? Not even close.
It's a tiger.
You stand up and are like, tiger, stop. And the tiger, let's go of salmon, turns to you.
Perfect.
Sick.
Salmon?
With my brass knuckles, punch that...
Punch it in the arse.
Punch it in its stupid jaw. Or bum.
Just. It stands up, it's like, huh? To Joel Zammett, and you head slimed with saber-toothed tiger saliva. Connect with the brass knuckles in its powerful cat jaw. You feel bone shatter. It's, with its, like, his head snaps back and it sort of doesn't run, but kind of retreats back to a safe distance. You nearly died, but survived. Well done. You can't talk to saber-toothed tigers. That is not an ability you possess.
I'm going to keep trying.
Maybe not use a mace.
I'm going to keep bloody trying.
The tiger, like, is kind of limping and licking its wounds, but it's kind of still on the edge of the forest, eyeballing you.
Perfect.
Oh, wait, is that a tiger?
Draw my machete. I'm going to skin it.
Saber-toothed tiger. It's not dead yet, huh?
Run away.
Pull out my machete. I'm going to use my Rambo skills. I'm going to skin it and make it into a coat because I'm cold.
It's still alive.
Yeah, I know. I fucking know.
Okay.
I'm going to tackle it and
you're gonna
skin
need
it.
At least 10. You got 3 dice. Let's see if you can tackle and skin a tiger in one go. Yep.
Perfect.
You, like, just bare your teeth, leap onto it, shove the knife in its mouth and just cut down its stomach. Skinning the animal alive, peeling it back like a jacket, it dies. blood on the snow.
Perfect. Revenant.
Yep. Good.
You have saber-toothed tiger fur. Chuck lucky, it in your inventory.
Lucky bugger you. I'm going to get that mace and hand it to one of those small Argentinian children to protect themselves.
All right.
Probably give it to your favorite.
Valentina.
All right. Valentina takes the mace. She's holding it in her hands, barely able to keep the weight up. It's a struggle for her, but she wants to make you proud.
Yes.
Yes?
I don't have anything to give my favorite child. Nothing that it won't kill itself with, that's for sure.
Give it one grenade.
Probs not. I might give it half of my footlong chicken teriyaki sub, actually.
Okay.
To Ariel.
She eats it now. She's very hungry. Seems like me. I have two machetes. Could give her a machete.
I'm not giving a child a machete, Jackson.
Sam gave him a mace.
Yeah, but a mace is harder to hurt yourself with than a machete.
Really. You could drop your mace and just...
Imagine if she dropped that mace on her foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if she accidentally stabbed herself through the face with a machete. All right,
fair enough.
Anyway, so now I've only got a 6-inch chicken teriyaki sub in my inventory.
You both start to notice that it's getting cold. And I mean, like, very cold.
You're lucky you have a second jacket.
You're freezing. Mm-hmm. Your second jacket... does nothing.
Sabertooth tiger skin would do a lot. All right,
well, you are warm, but you...
Let's skin that woolly mammoth and the two other saber-tooth tigers.
Yeah, cool. I'll use my machete and my Rambo skills again.
The saber-tooth tiger, I mean, the mammoth proves a lot more difficult. Its skin is a lot tougher. Its fur is a lot coarser. You're trying to stab your knife into the stomach of it to cut it, but you're making a mess of this butchery. There's blood on the snow. There's blood on the Argentinian children. It's not going real well. Would you like to try, Zamet, with your Winston Churchill skills? I'm sure he went hunting as a child.
Yeah, all right.
Like, chances are.
I'll try and also inspire Dusha.
All right, play the Winston Churchill bard role.
Yeah.
You managed to skin one saber-tooth tiger and inspire Joel Dusha to skin the entire mammoth.
Yes!
You orate at him. Inspiring him, filling him with a proud patriotic fuel with which he uses to skin the mammoth. So you have now one saber-toothed tiger skin each and a large mammoth skin. Are you going to make coats for everyone?
Yes, can we fashion little tiny, like at least...
Eight little coats out of a mammoth skin.
Okay, what are you using? I would suggest Subway for you, Dusha, because it's an artistry.
It is.
Sandwich artists.
Yeah, here we go.
And I will inspire him.
You managed to make,
Eight
little jackets out of bloody skinned mammoth fur. You didn't have time to dry them. You didn't have time to treat them.
That's fine.
They smell. The kids are bloody and wet, but it's fine.
They're warm.
But they're also bloody, which means
that blood is going to freeze.
Yeah, and also... Oh, yeah, good. Mm. Not attract other beasts, but yes.
Most of the saber-toothed tigers have been skinned alive.
Good.
No prisoners.
Like that Vince Vaughn is,
I try and give Vince
cult.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn, Mickey and Guy looks like George Costanza, but isn't George Costanza, are holding their bodies and going pale with the cold.
I offer both George Costanza, who isn't George Costanza, and Mickey a Valium.
Yep.
Be like, look, this will help the cold. I'm sorry, we've run out of jackets. I give Vince Vaughn a codeine though.
All right, let's try your lying skills, because I'm assuming you're trying to convince him it's also a Valium.
Yeah,
or are you just giving it to him?
I'm trying to convince him it's also a Valium.
Okay,
Subway eat fresh skills, mate.
Oh, yeah, true.
Good at feeding people shit.
Yeah, perfect.
And also the meatballs are fresh this morning.
Yeah, super good. That smell you smell is our food, not a special odor. You got a natural 15, so you boop, everybody's... feeling warm and getting drugged.
That's perfect. So that's six to old mate
dribbling. Yeah.
We only need another fucking.
Yes.
How many?
11.
He's less than 11. He was 9 now. It's good. It's going good for Vince Vaughn. He's going to die relatively soon, I imagine.
No, didn't he have 17 hit points?
Yeah.
Well, he's lost 6, so he's down to 11.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I said 11 before, but I think I was just a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I got confused.
Yeah.
I trusted your judgment more than mine.
Let me just click that 17 minus 11.
Yeah, good. 11. We did it, gang. How much longer will Vince Vaughn survive? Find out next time on Dinosaur Park.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut tee and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.